Hi there, this is Tracy, and I'm going to make a quick video. I've got to get out to a meeting, and so I just thought about making a video really quickly on flying monkeys. What are flying monkeys? It's kind of a strange expression, but I believe that the term was coined from the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz, who did the witch's work. And so a flying monkey in the narcissist world is a person that the narcissist is going to get on their side. They're going to tell them smear campaign things about you, so lies. And then they're going to use these flying monkeys to pass that word, pass that lie on, and build this whole big world that makes you a lot more insecure. Because now the people that you trusted, maybe they're your family, maybe they're your friends, people that you trusted are now believing the narcissist story. And the key to this is very often the narc, when he's using the flying monkeys, will actually put a piece of truth in it. Something that let's say your sister or your friend would know about you and use it against you. And that makes it so much more believable. So if I had a friend that told me I tell good stories, you probably heard this in one of my other videos. And when I tell good stories, then the narcissist was able to use that one little fact to pretend that his story and his lies were real. And that I was going to tell a story about it. So flying monkeys can be anywhere, and you have to protect yourself because they can ruin you twice as fast as the narcissist did, because the narcissist was probably just one. When you get into flying monkeys, you don't know where they are, you don't know who to trust. So be really careful when you approach friends who suddenly have a different opinion about you. And put yourself on guard. They're not going to be the same. You will see a difference if they start to believe things, if they've talked or had contact with your narc and you're on Grey Rock. There's a good question. Why are your friends or your family continuing a relationship with someone who has just done this horrific stuff to you? It's really important. One of the games that my mother played as a narcissist mother was we were not thought of as three sisters. My mother really separated us all so that we didn't form an alliance. We couldn't be strong if we were separated, if we were individuals, and she juggled her love for all of us. She could never love more than one of us at a time, and she would use the other one against us. My little sister, I think she's a narc too, she would tell my mother that I was keeping her from talking to my son. And my mother would get so upset with me because my sister had pictures of my son all over her refrigerator most of her life. And my mother would say, "How can you keep her from him? That's just mean. You must let her talk to him." And the funny thing is, she never called. She never called. She never reached out. And when she did, if he was 13 years old and he didn't answer an email, 13-year-olds don't answer emails. He's quiet and he's shy, and that's just a fact. So reach out, and I had no problem with her talking to him. But she used that flying monkey to tell my mother and get my mother against me, because now I'm being a bad person keeping my son away from my sister. And it simply wasn't true. There was no truth to that at all. And yet my mother believed it. And my mother thought that I was being a bad person because I wasn't letting her see it. That's just a brief example. Flying monkeys can do so much more to us. This is just a tiny little story, and I've got to get to my meeting, but I wanted to make this because flying monkeys are something that we have to be careful of. And unfortunately, they do not have big wings like they do in The Wizard of Oz, and we won't know what they look like. But look in your friends' faces. See if you can see. If they say something to you, if they just give you an insight, then cut yourself off. just cut that umbilical cord for now, at least for now, until you can protect yourself, until you understand the truth of what just happened and what you're in store for. You do not need these people here. And if you find that they're a flying monkey, if you find out they're talking to your narc, anything you say, they will probably go back to the narc with. So be really careful. It's kind of a sad thing that we as victims have to now like watch who comes in and out of our life and how they have power over us. But they only have the power if we give it to them. So flying monkeys are everywhere and they're very dangerous. They are doing the work of the devil narc. Think of it like that. The devil has all these little things out there, right? All these little beings that do his work. And that's what a narc does. He corrals and recruits them, probably from the first day that they met them. If they met your friends at a party and they, you know, were joking around with them when you weren't around and they saw, oh yeah, Tracy tells great stories. They'll say, okay, I can use that against her later. So they're already scouting out your friends. They're already ready to kill and do things to you. Your job is to protect yourself and stay away from flying monkeys who might be interacting with your narc. They're not your friends. If a narcissist tries to recruit a friend and tells them lies about you, this is your test. Your test is if the friend comes to you and says, listen, your ex just told me this. That's a true friend. That's a friend that's going to say, watch out. If they're not doing that, they've been recruited. Another thing to remember is they've been recruited and they've been lied to and they've been like abused by the narcissist as well as you have been. You have been. So in the end, there may be salvation for your friendship or to go back to your family, and you can't judge them as harshly as we should. I mean, sure, we should definitely judge them, but there may be a place for forgiveness in your heart to know that they were tricked as well. So if we can be tricked, they can be tricked. And it's just a fact. So that's all I got. Off to my meeting.